Welcome into our Coach Speak program here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas on this Monday evening on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We open up the program tonight. We're talking with the assistant baseball coach of the Webster City Lynx, Jory Dybek, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. Enjoy talking baseball whenever I can.
So as we take a look here at this Webster City baseball team, really the last 2 weeks, it has been a fun run for your team the last 2 weeks. Been able to pick up numerous wins in conference play. You vaulted yourself into second place in the North Central Conference with a big win against Tumbalt a couple Fridays ago. Last week, you shut out Clear Lake 10-0. You blow out Iowa Falls Alden. You beat a good Osage team during the week. You faced some decent non-conference competition on Saturday, a 10-1 loss to West Delaware in a tight 3-2 loss. Lost to Sergeant Bluff Luton in your tournament on Saturday. Just all, when you summarize the week as a whole, how would you and the rest of the staff feel that your team fared throughout through last week, that final week of June?
Yeah, it's definitely been a tale of two seasons for us. You know, the first, when we look at the overall, 26 games that we've had so far, that first half was kind of an identity struggle for us. We battled through, tried to navigate through some key injuries and trying to find some pieces that would fit in different positions. And, it was tough. And statistically looking, when you compare that first half of the season to what we're currently, in the midst of, and, we've got a batting average that went from 251 to 342, almost a 100-point swing with our hitting. And more importantly, we feel that, the pitching has been just incredibly solid second half. So we're throwing strikes. We're throwing, trusting the defense, letting our defense make plays. And that makes a big difference, and it's allowed us to stay in a lot of those games. So you score more runs, you give up less. It's been a good run for us the second half for sure.
And you brought up pitching, and it's a pitching stab along with the injuries. You said, you're down as someone that was maybe going to be your number one starter in Brady Asklin coming into the season, who is missing this season. Jackson Griffith, he's playing but unable to pitch this year because of an injury. You lose Gavin Griffith a couple weeks ago, but you have guys like a Josh Greep, a senior, that has stepped up and thrown some big innings. Alex Staley, a freshman who definitely has a lot of high upside. He has had some starts and had some good starts under his belt. Your son Brayla Dybek is another one as well. And Keegan Hithler, who has obviously been a senior leader for this team, he's also gotten the ball in a lot of key spots this year on the mound. And when you look at how this pitching staff has come along, especially guys like a Josh Greep and Alex Staley, what's been the big difference maybe from the start of the year to where they are now?
Well, I think they've realized, that they need to step up, in order for us to be successful. And the key, for any pitching staff is, you can talk velocity all you want and stuff like that, but the key for us to really improve was to limit the free rides, the free passes. And those four that you mentioned in particular, you're exactly right. Those four have kind of, established themselves as our four rotation, four guys that are every night they go out and they know they've got to throw strikes. They know they've got a solid defense behind them. And they're competitive. They don't let the big lights get to them. They're cool and calm and fierce competitors, and that's what's been fun to watch, and they know they can throw the ball across the plate, have full confidence that we're going to make plays, and it sure helps when our offense is clicking too, and put some crooked numbers on the board. So it's just kind of been it's come together well. It's taken a while, but we're definitely in that mode right now where we're confident when we roll any of those four out there, and as long as we can put some runs on the board there to support them, it's been an amazing run here these last 12 games or so.
And as we take a look at the schedule coming up, you guys have some pretty good non-conference opponents you'll be taking on here to wrap up the season and get you battle-tested for the postseason. You guys are scheduled to be at Fort Dodge tomorrow night against Senior High over at Dodger Stadium. You follow that up with a home game against a good Forest City team out of class 2A coming down to Webster City the day before the 4th of July. And afterwards, you see a Roland Story team that's a one seed in their 2A district on Friday, July 5th, the day after the 4th of July at home, before Baltimore taking on Waverly Shell Rock next Tuesday, and also a very good Waverly Shell Rock team that's towards the top of the Northeast Iowa Conference before we even talk about getting to the sub-state game with Algona next Friday. But when you look at these this stretch of games coming up before you get into postseason play, what is maybe the biggest emphasis you and the staff as a whole have on this for this team here in these final non-conference games in the regular season?
Yeah, you could, you know, preparation-wise, you couldn't ask for anything better. I mean, these are four quality opponents that are going to test us, you know, each and every night there. And that's good. That's kind of how we, you know, planned it. You know, we wanted to be in full stride, you know, coming into district play and stuff like that. So we just have to play good, solid defense. You know, defense has to be clean and crisp. And, you know, offensively, we got to just attack, you know, put crooked numbers up whenever we can, take advantage of, you know, every situation, you know, whether that's small ball or, you know, putting more numbers up. We got to just, you know, stay in an aggressive mindset. And in regards to the pitching, you know, I really feel that these four starters are confident enough, you know, that they can go out as long as they throw strikes or be around the plate. You know, we're going to have an opportunity, but you don't win games like that against those types of teams without playing nearly perfect ball. And that's going to, it's going to be a good test for us, and that's going to, I think we're going to have to pay attention to all those little details that make a good team good, and, you know, you can't make mistakes against teams like that. So it's what we were hoping for. It's what we wanted when the season started. We wanted to finish strong, peak at the right time, and I think we'll be ready for districts.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week starting tomorrow night against Fort Dodge.
Absolutely appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, that was Jory Dybig, the assistant baseball coach for the Webster City Lynx here on our Coach Speak program. We're talking with South Hamilton head baseball coach Cole Swenson after the break on Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto on 95.7 FM.